Kincaid in Dallas.
On demand.
Dallas.
In your ears.
Dallas.
Kincaid in Dallas.
A professional angler is out nearly $200,000 in prize money from a Rhode Island fishing tournament because officials don't believe that his nearly 200-pound catch was actually real. Edward Polner, he's 58, and his captain, Rudolf Bonsolini, failed a lie detector test administered by tournament officials. The fishermen's defense? They were both too drunk to pass it.
Oh, man.
So they had this fish in the boat. They had a 200-pound tuna or whatever it was.
Here's what's up, okay? The captain says that the test is unfair and invalid because he and his buddy had been drinking in celebration of the giant Big Eye tuna that they caught. He's now suing competition host Tri-State Tournaments, claiming that it was wrong to administer the polygraph so soon after they returned to dock. Rules allow 7 days for the test to be administered. Had no idea. Such a test are given after fishing tournaments to ensure that winners have followed all the rules.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Polygraphs aren't even 100% accurate either.
Whoa. Where did they get a 200-pound tuna if they didn't catch it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Brought it from home.
That's my question.
I mean,
exactly.
It's like, hey, get in the boat.
Right.
Hey, remember that one that you put up on your wall? Yeah, let's unstuff it and put it back in the water.
Well, now, you know, my niece's husband is a professional fisherman. Mm-hmm. And when they go out in tournaments, they have an official with them in the boat. So they can never, cheat about how many they catch, how much weight, the whole nine yards. There's always somebody in the boat with every fisherman. But, I mean, if you show up with a 200-pound tuna.
How do you sneak that onto your boat?
Exactly. Where did you get it in the first place?
I have so many questions.
Me too.
Yeah.
I need to know more on
I'll
that.
I'll follow up on the story, Dallas. But wait, there's more from you.
All right. So this whole story has me really rethinking my copper knee brace. I got to tell y'all. Okay. You know, he does that whole endorsement thing. Brett Favre for the copper. All those things copper. The wrist brace, the gloves, the knee, the belt, all that copper.
Oh, I've got a copper pillow.
You do?
Oh, no. I'm complacent.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got a penny.
I kept seeing something over the weekend about Brett Favre was a no-show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is going on with Brett Favre? So then I came in this morning. I did a little more research. Well, now he seems to be... his suspected participation in a multi-million-dollar welfare scandal may have become much worse. A key figure in the criminal case has recently agreed to cooperate with the feds. You know what that means.
We got a rat.
Somebody's going to be telling something. TMZ reported on Thursday that the former Mississippi Department of Human Services Director John Davis pled guilty to conspiring to defraud the state out of more than $70 million in federal funds, which he was accused of diverting from the state's poorest people. So he agreed to tell prosecutors what he knows about the massive scheme, which may be troublesome for Brett Favre as part of his agreement, because he had already been criticized for allegedly conspiring with Davis and other government people to obtain $5 million from Mississippi welfare funds to give to his alma mater, the University of Southern Mississippi. So they build a new volleyball situation, like a big facility, because his daughter plays volleyball or did play.
Slap his name on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
How the mighty have fallen
it's
here.
It's a bad look.
It's terrible. This is such a horrible situation. Yeah. So I guess now that this guy has decided that he's going to tell all, this is going to really unravel. It's going to get messy. You know it. Amanda.
All right. This story is nuts. So... This happened in outside of a Brazilian restaurant. So there, people are sitting outside this restaurant. They're having dinner. They're having drinks. They're having a good time. When all of a sudden, I think this is one of those situations where one person starts running away. So then everybody else who doesn't know what's going on is like, I'm going to get up and run too. So this group of people were running towards the restaurant. And I guess one of the patrons who was at the restaurant assumed that these people running towards the restaurant were going to rob them, which is a weird assumption. So somebody at the restaurant got up, took off running, which caused a panic in all the other restaurant goers. So everybody else stood up. People are flipping chairs. They're flipping tables. They're like leaving their stuff behind. The waiter, the waitresses, everybody's running away from the situation because I think that these robbers are like coming towards the restaurant. It was not robbers. It was a group of CrossFit people who were just out on a run.
What?
What?
Like, what?
And they thought they were coming to rob them?
Were
they running in ski masks?
Like, were they flipping tires?
Like, I don't understand.
Did these people who ran away go back and pay their bill?
Everybody came back and they like laughed about it afterwards. But like, I don't, there's a video of it that's on Twitter and I don't understand. Like people, like everybody just gets up and starts running from this restaurant together. Like people are terrified of what's happening. And it's just a bunch of CrossFitters who are just, they're all in like workout gear, just running.
No ski mask or anything like that.
No, they're all just in like, you know, their Nike shoes, their Razorback tank tops, their like running shorts. Like, I don't understand.
It's the bodybuilder bandits.
That's
everybody
crazy.
Run.
Just know if you're headed to the gym this morning, we are so afraid of you.
It like just caused a panic.
That's great.
I know, it was wild. But wait, there's more.
A French daredevil highline walker broke a world record by walking nearly 1.4 miles on a line suspended at Mont Saint Clair Michael.
Garrett,
in
you
France.
Must. You've got to do your.
Oh, there's a quote later on.
Okay.
Believe me.
Oh, I can't.
I'm all over it.
I just wait.
So this guy, his name is Nathan Paulin. So back in 2017, he made headlines when he walked 2,198 feet on a slack line suspended between Trocadero Square and the Eiffel Tower. In 2017, he set the new world record for highline walking. But just recently, he broke his own record. He basically tripled it, 7,208 feet, or 18 feet, rather, over Mont Saint Michael, a World Heritage Site in France. It was recorded on cameras. It's all on YouTube. You can watch it. I did. It scared the hell out of me. I could never do this. It was for some YouTube channel called Insta360, if you want to go watch it. And I think you should. He says it's almost impossible to describe the feeling that he had while walking on the lengthy high line. And I quote here.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I feel really powerful when I do that. But sometimes I also feel really small and I feel like I'm nothing. Being able to do that makes me feel free.
That was great.
I'm sorry. Can I speak with your wife, sir, real quick? Francesca, good morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Francesca. This is going to tell me everything about your marriage. Were you elated that he did this or slightly disappointed?
Good morning. I was...
You're British?
Oh, my God.
Right. You can marry people from different countries. Anyways.
It just feels like a cop-out.
I was a little scared when he did it, but
he did survive.
So.
Do you have great life insurance on him?
Well, that's not something I'm going to speak about on the radio, just in case, you know, some accidents happen in the future.
How do you say garage?
Garage.
You say it like a Frenchman. Okay, normally they say garage. They don't like saying it like
garage.
The French people. Yeah.
I'm not sure that they use the word garage. I think
they say garage.
No, I think they use another word.
Okay.
Anyway.
You would know better than I would. But wait, that's all. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
My Lord, I love it when the accents come out.
I love when they fail, too.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.